Hello, I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi.
Since the dawn of humanity, one issue has gone unsettled. With the fate of the world in the balance, we're here to settle once and for all. Best automotive namesake.
That's right. Don't worry, everyone. We got this.
Podcasts should have a theme song.
Podcasts should not have a theme song.
Yes, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
They sound good.
Yeah, but people are just going to skip past it.
You know what?
You're right. We got this.
Best city car name.
It's not the car named after the city. We're choosing specifically on the city alone.
What?
I'm assuming we've started the episode now.
What is this? What did you do? Hold on. I want to give a little backstory. Yeah, we are into this now.
Yeah.
We did. We tried
Hi, everybody.
To record this. Hello. We tried to record this a couple weeks ago. You had this idea. You sent me a hand-sketched collection of names. Like, here are cars named after with city names. We're going to explore this together.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, let's do it. This is another high concept idea from Mark Gags Gagliardi. That I'm into.
I feel like you're making fun of me every time you say that.
I'm not. It's just you like to go with the very high concept ideas. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we went into it. I think you had an idea of how it was going to go.
I think, what I should have set up at the beginning that I didn't set up last time, it's why we got derailed and why we're giving this a second take, is this is not about the car itself. In fact, I don't know what half of these cars look like. We are not comparing these cars. We are simply comparing the places that these cars are named after. This is a bracket. I wanted to do a tournament of car places. And we'll see which place wins. Not the car.
Bizarre. I can't. This is not what I thought this was going to be, but I'm going to roll with it.
What did you think it was going to be? I thought it was going to be comparing the cars.
I thought it was going to be like, what combination here? Like, does this car really fit the place it's named for?
Nope. Here's what we're doing. What's the best place? Think of it that way. We're just doing what's the best place.
I'm excited.
The best places that we have chosen all have cars named after them.
This is so dumb.
I know.
Walk us through it.
Name an episode that we have done that could not have that sentiment placed on it.
Touche.
So would you like to hear what the brackets are? How I don't feel like you're 100% on board with this.
No, I am on board.
What the people can't see is you're saying I'm on board. People of the world, Hal is saying I'm on board, but he is burying his head in his hands and shaking his head this whole time.
That's just a stretch I do.
Oh, okay.
Mm. This would make sure I'm prepared. Yep, that feels better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Right. What was that at the end?
That's good Lord. It sounds like Good Lord, but it's from a yoga class I took. Tell us what.
Look, man, this could all be over if you would have just wanted to do the best substitute Jeopardy host episode, but you passed on that one.
I did.
So
pass.
I had to do.
I didn't pass. We're gonna do it, and we're also gonna do best Billy Joel album because I got into a discussion with our producer Ken Plume about it.
It's Greatest Hits Volume 1 and 2.
Get the hell out of here. That won't even be part of it. If it has Greatest Hits in it, it cannot be their best album.
I feel like a lot of the like yacht rock, the Greatest Hits are the best ones because there are some snoozers on some of those yacht rock albums. But on Air Supply's Greatest Hits, every song's a banger.
Sure.
I did a big hike the other day and I was like, you know what I feel like listening to on this hike? Air Supply. Maybe it's because my oxygen was dwindling as I got higher and higher up in the hike, but you haven't lived till you've hiked while listening to Making Love Out of Nothing at All. You're a great band. I've forgotten how many of their songs I love.
Yeah, they've got a lot of hits.
People of the world, Hal is still burying his head in his hands and shaking his head.
I really need to. I think I slept wrong and I need to stretch out.
This is a serious asana.
Yeah. Please respect my family's privacy at this time.
All right. Let's dive right into this, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Which quadrant would you like to begin with, Hal? Welcome to our tournament. 4 quadrants, 16 teams battling for the title of ultimate victor here on We Got This. How are things looking over there in the north, Hal?
Well, in the northwest bracket of the Kias, we've got the Rio, Sorrento, Sedona, and Telluride.
Ooh, that's right. The Kia bracket, it is Rio versus Sorrento and Sedona versus Telluride. Where would you like to start, Hal?
You tell me. This is your thing, and I can't get my face out of my hands. I've now become stuck in this position permanently.
It's amazing that your mic still works as well as it does with a hand over your mouth.
I'm a professional.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's start with what I think will be the easiest battle here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a battle that is unfortunate for one of these towns because I think that they are thinking of a place that they are not thinking of. And that is we're going battle Rio versus Sorrento. That is, of course, Rio de Janeiro. And one would think Sorrento, Italy, the beautiful coastal town on the Amalfi Coast. But unfortunately, due to a typo brought to you by the good people at Kia, where they spelled Sorrento with only one R, and in Italy, Sorrento is spelled with two R's, we cannot assume that it is Sorrento, Italy that they are talking about. So we are going to have to go with what is apparent in front of us. So Sorrento with one R is a village in Bond County, Illinois, United States, whose population was 498 people in the 2010 census.
Oh, boy.
So we have a very, very small town in central Illinois versus, I'm sorry, the Metro East region of Illinois, part of the St. Louis Metropolitan Statistical Area. And Rio de Janeiro, the city in Brazil with the crazy carnival party.
How large... Before we, I know it seems easy, but I just have one question that I need to know. These in Sorrento, how large is their Redeemer statue? How tall is it?
The thing is their Redeemer statue is very, very tall. It's 7,000 feet tall, but it is not Christ the Redeemer. It's John Stamos the Redeemer.
Well,
they have a 7,000 foot, which would be the equivalent of a 700 story building.
I'm sorry. Are you saying it's a knock against them that they have a giant Uncle Jesse just standing in the middle of their town? Because that is a plus in my book. You know, he played rhythm for the Beach Boys for a little while.
Hey, did he really?
Yes.
Just on that one episode? Did John Stamos actually tour with the Beach Boys?
I think he actually did some shows.
As Jesse
them.
From Jesse and the Rippers?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He can only perform music as Jesse and the Rippers. of course, it's Rio.
It's got to be Rio. Rio's one of those places I've always wanted to go to. I've never been to South America.
A very cool place to visit.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Okay.
Yes.
Think about how great Rio de Janeiro is, right?
Okay.
Beautiful city, Christ the Redeemer statue looking out over that cove. It's right there on the coast. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, I'm going to give you a few facts about Sorrento, Illinois, and you can tell me whether or not they are important enough facts and good enough facts to knock Rio out of the top spot.
Okay.
Okay. Jimmy Swaggart once preached at the Sorrento Assembly of God Church.
Boy, that is a stretch. You know, one time Roy Rogers stopped here and had lunch. We bronzed the chair.
How about this? Charles Lindbergh is known to have landed in the fields just outside Sorrento while preparing for his solo transatlantic flight.
And then you have, there is a plaque there with the famous quote that he uttered after he landed, which was, "Whoops, I thought I was closer to St. Louis."
Here in the spirit of Sorrento.
Yes.
Look, if we're putting any quotes from Charles Lindbergh, please let them be about flying.
Yep, that's right. Just about flying.
How about this? Famed cave explorer Floyd Collins is known to have visited Sorrento and explored the caves in the region.
Boy. That's really, are you on their website or something?
Just on Wikipedia.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, here's a great little fun fact about the town of Sorrento. Do you know what town Sorrento, Illinois is named after?
A future car.
It's actually named after, it's named after Sorrento, Florida, a town that August Scharf had once visited when he made this little town. It's Rio. Rio's.
You know what? I'm starting to grow on Sorrento a lot more from based on these facts. Because everything is secondhand.
Yeah.
Like, we're not the Pez capital of the United States, but some of us have been there.
Yeah. I love how it's basically just social relevance adjacent.
You know, one time during a tour, Elvis Presley stopped into town and had to use one of the farmer's toilets.
You know that a famous battle of the Civil War was fought
just about 190 miles from here, but one of the fellas stopped to pull a burr out of his foot on the way, right here in Sorrento with one R.
The second city was founded in Chicago, another city in Illinois.
Do you think that there's a comedy theater in Sorrento, Illinois, called the 349th City?
Yes. I'm for sure, and we need to do a live show there.
At this point,
we need to go to Sorrento, Illinois, and do a live show. So Sorrento, when everything clears up,
We're
coming for an extended residency in your town. So roll out the one carpet you have.
That's right. And if all 498 residents of the town came to our show, we still wouldn't fill a 500-seat theater. This town sounds amazing. But do we think it's Rio? Look, if for the next battle, it's got to be Rio, right?
Fine.
I mean, we can push Sorrento. Look, obviously, this episode is completely arbitrary.
Then Sorrento wins.
Sorrento wins. Moving on. Asked and answered. Sorry, Rio. Blame it on Jair Bolsonaro that you didn't make it farther.
Yeah.
Our next battle is Sedona versus Telluride.
Sedona, Arizona.
Sedona, Arizona. Beautiful home of the vortexes. And giant, beautiful rock formations, a very cool hippie town, or Telluride, city in Colorado, famous for its film festival. So I guess the battle here is cinema or being in touch with your emotions and chakras.
Cinema. I don't want to be in touch with my emotions. It's too much. It's difficult.
Wait, how?
That's what therapy's for. Yes.
Do you want to unpack this a little?
No, I don't. I unpack it once every 2 weeks. With my therapist, and it's
then you pack it right back up when we talk.
This boy, the moment you become truly comfortable with your therapist is when you're like, all right, here it all comes. I can't believe I just said that out loud, this thing that has been in my head. Anyway,
which of all the things that you've said to your therapist, what is the most personal?
I can't believe I'm gonna have to talk about these cities on a podcast. So the winner is Telluride.
All right. But let me make a pitch for Sedona.
Go ahead.
Just because Sedona is one of those places in the world that I have visited that absolutely will take your breath away. Took my breath away. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. For those who live in the Western United States or have access to the Western United States, it's a great town. It's between Phoenix and Tucson. It's a little town. It's in the mountains. And these vortexes really are a thing. Like, there's magnetic fields of energy there that somehow, and I don't know how the science works, they just give you a sense of calm that you don't have right now as you're feverishly shaking a pencil in one hand and burying your head in your one free hand.
You hear that? Sedona's here. Well, the energy. I'm sorry. It's great.
Are you a non-believer?
The number of stories that I hear that involve either spirits or crystals that come out of Sedona are too much for my partially skeptic brain to go, this is a place I have. Now, if you were to sell me on go to the hot springs or go get a massage, then I'm down. It's just because it's a spa area as well.
It is a spa area. Yeah.
But also like one of the woo-woo capitals of the United States.
Yeah. I like woo-woo.
I'm
a fan of woo woo. And it's also
like films.
That's true. We both like films. What else do we know about?
Are you looking for facts? Neither of these is going to beat Sorrento. I don't know what we're talking about here. Did you know that one time in Sorrento that they got an extra box of Fruit Loops at the grocery and it was a mistake and they decided to send it back and Kellogg's gave them a coupon for a free box of Fruit Loops later on? And then that's when they had their town motto installed, which is honesty above all else.
Is that the town motto?
Mm-hmm.
Honesty above all else?
Yeah.
I heard that Sorrento can slam a revolving door.
Sorrento will take the phone book that your dad ripped in half and put it back together out of sheer compression.
When Sorrento jumps in the water, Sorrento doesn't get wet. The water gets Sorrentoed.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Yeah,
I think Telluride. I like Colorado too. I mean, Colorado is also full of natural beauty. It's a very beautiful state.
It is a great ski town.
Yep.
Developed the moniker in the 1980s, Colorado's best kept secret, which turned it into one of its better known resort communities. Glenn Frey mentions Smuggler's Blues in a song from Miami Vice.
Did you know that Glenn Frey once misspelled Sorrento, Italy and spelled it like Sorrento, Illinois?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did he spell? Is that also in a Miami Vice song?
Mm-hmm.
All right on.
Yeah. And some of the stuff he did for Beverly Hills Cop. A lot of his soundtrack music of the 80s makes heavy reference to Sorrento, Illinois.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit about Telluride. We're just going to close out these brackets individually. We're just going to have all three matches on each side as we go. Yep. Telluride apparently was a big drug haven, which gave it, according to Wikipedia, a bad boy reputation. So I like that Telluride is the Robert Downey Jr., early Robert Downey Jr. of this game. But I think it feels like, even though I went into this thinking that Sedona was my personal choice, it sounds like with the more that we look at it, Sorrento, Illinois, the small 498 person town of Sorrento, Illinois, is going to come out of this the victor.
I can get a 4-bedroom, 1.5-bath, 2,089 square foot house on a 6,500 square foot lot for $45,000
in Sorrento.
Take me to Sorrento. We are going to build.
We're going to build our own movie studio.
A Manson Ranch for podcasting. But nice. It's going to be nice.
Yo, what mic are you using? This is the Rode Helter Skelter 7B.
I mean, this one's even better. Forget it.
Get off of Zillow.
I'm on Realtor.com. My father's in the industry. Heard of it?
Oh.
All right. Let's move on.
Realtors are like real estate agents with a trademark, right?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Sorrento beats Telluride.
So it looks like if we're gonna do all three matches per quadrant,
yeah,
as we get started on here, yeah, out of the Kias, the Rio, Sorrento, Sedona, and Telluride, looks like Sorrento is our winner.
Yep.
All right, let's move to the Southwest. The Southwest encompasses mostly cities in the Southwest. There's one outlier that's still in the West. So in the Southwest, we're going to go Santa Fe, Tacoma, Avalon, and Tucson.
This is hard because I actually own one of these.
Oh, really? Which one do you own?
We own a Santa Fe.
Oh, that's a Hyundai?
Yes.
There's another Santa. Isn't the Tucson?
Tucson is also, and then Toyota is the Avalon and the Tacoma.
Gotcha. Well, we're not talking about the vehicles, Hal. This is strictly the city of Santa Fe versus the city of Tucson. I love Tucson. I lived there for 3 months when I was doing a play, and I love it. It's a great Native American centric hippie town just across the border from Mexico. So you can go to Mexico for lunch. Santa Fe, this is tough because Santa Fe is also a groovy Southwestern, mostly Native American centric hippie town.
Yes, my understanding.
One is just huge.
Tucson is near it's like right across the border from the birthplace of nachos.
Wait, what?
Yes, the dish. When it was originally like, here are chips with some cheese and jalapeno on them. That Tucson is one of the originator. It's where it was first brought across, something like that. I saw it on Man vs. Food. I've only seen Tucson on Man vs. Food, so I'm infinitely more interested in it because I love food.
Oh, sure. Well, look, Tucson. Oh, my friends, Tucson, then is where you want to go because they have, the Sonora dog. You ever heard of a Sonora dog?
Tell me.
So a Sonora dog, let me open this up so I can just see what's on it. Sonora dog named after the Sonoran desert.
So you have two dogs topped with minced onion, green chili sauce, dried tomato, pinto beans, mustard, and mayonnaise. That's a loaded up.
So yeah, so the Sonoran dog is a hot dog wrapped in bacon, grilled, served on a soft bolillo bun, mm-hmm. and topped with pinto beans, onions, tomatoes, and assorted other stuff. But the pinto beans is the thing that it's that crazy good bun, the pinto beans, and usually like a white crema sauce on it. It's a great hot dog.
Did you know that almost every culture has some version of a hot dog? Like most regions have some version. So you have Sonoran hot dog. Sometimes it's a very elevated dish. Sometimes it's street food. Mm-hmm. But it is there. Everybody has some version of, like, we have grilled up a sausage, and then sometimes we serve it over French fries, or it's, you know, got all sorts of different toppings on it. I noticed that the Sonoran hot dog does not have ketchup on it. So I am interested. Even though do you remember in Los Angeles, there was a theater called the Improv Olympic West, later IO West.
Oh,
and when you did shows
rest
there.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. Late at night, there was somebody who had a cooktop on a cart, and they were making bacon wrapped hot dogs.
So
smell it immediately. And then they put onions on it, dress it up however you want. But that smell is a very strong sense memory for me.
Oh, and it's so good too. It's such, I love that smell. Just, bacon wrapped hot dog on the street. And a Sonoran dog is like a straight up street food dog.
Mm-hmm. The roll is very similar to the type of bread you would use for a lobster roll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember those. Those dogs, you can get those dogs all over. Look, just because IO closed doesn't mean you can't get those dogs. LAFC matches, there must be 50 of them outside of the match.
Yes.
Selling these bacon wrapped dogs.
It's true. That was where I experienced it, but it is a common LA street food.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break real quick. Everybody go get a bacon wrapped hot dog. And then we come back. We're going to blitz through these cities to determine which one is the best, because that is what we're doing right now. We'll be right back.
We Got This with Mark and Hal is brought to you in part by Soylent. No, Soylent is not people. It's actually a food tech company that makes delicious, nutritious nutrition products in convenient formats. Here's what I've tried and love. They have their shakes, which are a full meal in one shake, 400 calories, 20 grams of protein, 39 essential nutrients and healthy fats. It's fast. It's easy. I throw them in my bag when I have a day ahead of me and I'm not going to have time to stop and eat. And I also tend to, if I'm on the go during a day, make terrible, terrible food choices at either convenience stores or fast food. This has stopped me from doing that. And I feel better. I feel healthier that I'm not just eating garbage during the day. I'm actually grabbing a couple bottles and throwing them with me. They're not designed to skip every meal. This is not a plan to have these three times a day, but boy, do they come in handy. You've got the ready-to-drink shakes. They also have Soylent Squared, which are 100-calorie nutrition bars. Also great on the go. Big fan of those. They also make an energy drink that I'm a guy who drinks a lot of energy drinks. This feels like doing the healthy and safe version of that. It's got a proprietary blend of B vitamins, caffeine, theanine, L-tyrosine, alpha GPC plus 15 grams of plant-based protein and 39 essential nutrients. Look, I realize I just filled up the chalkboard for you on that one, but flip it over and on the other side, it just says healthy, which is nice because they also taste good. Rich, creamy, chocolatey goodness. Perfect for breakfast. I grabbed one just this morning, actually. I have a fridge full of these, and I'm a big fan. So go to Soylent.com/WeGotThis to get 20% off your first order. That's Soylent.com/WeGotThis for 20% off your first order. And thanks to Soylent for sponsoring the show.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress is high, you could probably use the chance to unload. Unload it and get it out. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased about your life, someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides on anything. You'll be surprised at how much it can help. As someone who has been in therapy for several years, having that person that you can talk to that is an outside observer, that is completely unbiased and is just there to listen and help, is invaluable. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. And it's more affordable than in-person therapy. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and We Got This listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/wegotthis. Have your first session in under 48 hours at betterhelp.com/wegotthis. All right, we're back.
Have Tucson, you finished your Sonoran dog?
Yes. And that's
does that
why
mean
I'm picking,
Tucson wins?
It was so good. Tucson wins.
Yeah. Tucson wins. Tucson is also hometown of our dear friend and friend of the show, Janet Varney.
That's
so
right.
Tucson versus Santa Fe. Tucson wins. All right. Now we're going Tacoma versus Avalon.
Yes.
This is a tough one. This we've got Tacoma, of course, where Seattle's airport is up there on Puget Sound, a beautiful
SeaTac.
City. SeaTac Airport. Like the sister city. It's got sort of the same complex that St. Paul has, I assume.
They're practically a metroplex.
Yes. And then we have Avalon, which is the tiny town on Catalina Island in Southern California with a groovy casino in the summertime. Total beachfront island resort town is Avalon.
Is it a casino? The one up on the hill?
Yeah. No. The big round one down on the water.
But when you say casino,
yeah,
do you mean like the traditional sense of a place where people gather to promenade and dance about and play music? Or are you saying they break out the tables and then I show up and lose my money when I think I'm going to win some money?
As far as I know, it's one of those California style casinos like Bicycle or Commerce Casino where they're just skirting around the rules of being a casino. You know what I mean?
Well, they're card room. Those are card rooms, Mark, because poker is a skill game in California, and it has been since 1987.
Sure. Whatever rules they put into place to let themselves have casinos.
Well, they have that weird blackjack where it's like no bust blackjack, but one player is the bank.
Two aces is the best, and one of these players is the money. It's like, guys, I know what you're doing. I know that you're just getting right. That's like the old Beavis and Butthead. You boys 18? No. Let me try that again. You boys 18? No. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you're just skirting the rules. But Avalon is a beautiful city.
It is. It's lovely. And they have an airport there as well. There's an airport up on the top, up in the cliff tops.
I mean, Tacoma's great. My brother lives up near there. It's a wonderful town. They have a great Cabela's. But guys, come on.
They have a great Cabela's. Did you know that Cabela's once considered putting a store near Sorrento? And then they went, nah.
Yeah. Wow. Which is weird because everybody does something near Sorrento.
Yes. I found a restaurant near Sorrento where one of their dishes is a plate of French fries with cheese all over it. And then just a strip of bacon sitting on top. You can get that at Wheezy's.
Are you on their Yelp now? Have you moved on to a Yelp screen? All right. It feels like Avalon wins this one over Tacoma.
Yep.
So here's the battle. Tucson versus Avalon.
Avalon. Little Seaside That's it, Town. Little Seaside Town.
Seaside Town. All right. Seaside.
Hold on. Janet Varney's birthplace,
dude. And the Tucson. Sonoran Tucson. Dog.
I changed my mind.
And Old Tucson, which is a where they used to shoot Western movies that is now a theme park.
I was going to say it's Tucson, but you can only get dinner at 4 p.m.
Yes, that's Old Tucson. No, that's a little north in Scottsdale.
Do you know how great it is to get early dinner?
Dude, I did that recently. It was like, oh, we want to go to this restaurant, but the only time we can get a reservation is for like 5 p.m.
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm turning into such an old man, but a 5 p.m. dinner was great.
Yeah, because nobody else is there.
Yeah, it's one of the best restaurants in L.A., nobody else is there. And then it's when dinner's over is still like Jeopardy hasn't even aired yet.
You know what?
All the night ahead of you. You can go to the movies. You can go to a roller skating rink.
And now, you know, that's why in our best summer evening activity, we talked about you ate dinner and you've had your shower. Now it's time to party. And for me, that means no pants, watching Righteous Gemstones with Jennifer on our couch, and then both of us falling asleep.
That is a party. So it's Tucson.
Yes, Tucson
for wins. Janet Varney. All right, yes. Tucson wins. So let's go now to we'll make a counterclockwise rotation. Let's go to the Southeast where all of the Dodges are. Southeast, this is all Dodge models. The four places that we are looking at are Dakota, Daytona, Durango, and Phoenix. Now, we've already talked about Arizona, so let's start with the Durango versus Phoenix battle. For however cool Tucson is, Phoenix just feels like a giant, expansive sprawl of... it's like an L.A. in the middle of the desert that doesn't have a movie industry.
It is kind of... it was hard to find stuff to do. We were there years ago for the Phoenix Improv Festival, and I was a tag-along for that.
You were great.
At the same time, I didn't perform. I was fantastic.
No, you were great.
Yeah, I was awesome.
Yeah.
Phoenix, I do want to shout out the Phoenix Suns, who made it all the way to the NBA Finals.
That's true.
To lose to the Milwaukee Bucks in six games. An immensely likable team filled with a ton of likable players and a likable head coach. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
So should Phoenix in this go all the way to the final battle and then lose to whoever is the other one standing. just for the sake of the Suns.
Oh, maybe. I know
it's gonna, I do think it's gonna win this one. I've crapped on Phoenix a little, but I the same play, I went and I lived in Phoenix for a couple of months when I was doing that. I loved Tucson and Phoenix was okay.
Don't all four of these sound like the names of children born in the last 15 years?
Dakota, Daytona, get in here. Hey, Durango, put that down. Durango, put that down.
Don't try to cut Phoenix's hair. No. Put that down.
Dakota, I am counting to three. I am counting to three. And if you don't take one bite of that Sonoran dog, one, two, come on. It's got pinto beans on it. There you go.
Pinto beans. You know, kids love pinto. Ooh, pinto beans. Man, I hate chewing gum. What if we put some pinto beans in it? Pinto bean gum. This is extreme. Now I can skateboard. Pinto beans in a chewing gum. Waiting for this your whole life. Pinto chewing gum.
So gross. I'd try it. Did you know that Durango, Colorado has, the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad steam train that passes through it and a railroad museum that displays restored locomotives. They've converted a baggage car into a movie theater, and the nearby Powerhouse Science Center offers interactive exhibits in a former power plant.
Oh, I love that.
Does that change your ideas about Durango versus Phoenix?
Choo-choos.
It does have choo-choos.
I want the choo-choos.
You don't want to dig. You don't want to let the Phoenix Suns get at least one victory in the round of 16.
No, they fleeced us for Charles Barkley in 1994. Choo choos.
Can I talk to Charles Barkley for a second?
No, it's 2021. You certainly can.
But it's a classic impression, Hal.
It is a classic.
It's impression. Audio.
Just play audio of Charles Barkley in here speaking. He'll be funnier than I could ever be.
Wait a minute. We can do that. We can just be like, hey, do an impression and then just play the audio of something. Okay. Yeah. Hal, do an impression of a barn owl. Oh, that was good. That was really good. Yeah.
Anyway.
Now do an impression of the sound of a bowling ball going down the lane and hitting pins.
Okay.
Oh, that was good.
All right. Now you do the USC marching band.
What song?
You pick.
Okay. What do you think? I wanted to go with a classic.
I think this episode will come out in 2024. Let's go with the Durango for the choo-choos.
Durango for the choo-choo. Okay, the choo-choo, defeats the choo-choo defeats Phoenix. All right, now we're looking at Dakota versus Daytona. Dakota covers a giant expanse of this country. That's two of them. There's two. You get two for one. You get a north and a south. The home of the inarguably problematic Mount Rushmore, the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota, the Badlands. It's a great, gorgeous state. I've honestly not been to North Dakota, but I love driving across South Dakota. Versus Daytona, Florida, right near Disney World, and the home of one of the big NASCAR races, the Daytona 500.
Also the home of a it's also a spring break destination.
Big spring break destination. What do you think, Hal?
I feel like I'm biased here because I can't.
Because you're married to a woman from Florida?
Well, I certainly married to a Floridian, so I'm now part Floridian. I have Floridian citizenship.
Oh, wow. Be careful.
Try citizenship. I have California, Florida.
I think you have to quarantine if you come back from Florida.
This is true. Right now, I would have to do that. But also, I'm not a fan of spring break.
Like as a general rule, what did you do for spring break? Oh, spring breakers. You didn't ever go to like a party destination for a spring break trip?
No.
Yeah. I was never that person either. We would go. It was usually like that was the time for family trips for us, or like a couple of us would go off and do a trip during college.
I know this isn't something you're supposed to think about when you're young, dumb and full of, you know what, but can you imagine
Sonoran dogs?
Yes. Full of Sonoran dogs. Can you imagine sharing a hotel room with like 10 people because you're all trying to save money? Can you imagine what that place smells like after one night? There's no way. Like if you are in housekeeping, you're going to need an old priest and a young priest to get the smell out. That's how bad it is. Just not interested. It's filthy and it's gross and just, it is.
Why did you come up with the worst version of spring break, though? It's 10 people in one hotel room. Yeah, that's gross, man.
What's the best version?
The best version is four people in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because there's four bed spots.
Four beds.
There's four bed spots in a hotel. Look, when you're going to spring break, you count bed spots. Right? Well, you probably shouldn't count bed spots.
Yeah, exactly. It'll look like you put out a black light. It looks like a Dalmatian in photo negative. There are always at least one more body. There are always more bodies than there are bed spots.
Sure.
So if it's four, you got five people in the room. Then you got.
But you started. But four people are paying for the room. There's just that fifth person who didn't think to get a place when they got there. Then at the bar that night, they're like, "Well, I guess I'll go sleep in my car," and then just look at you until you're like, "Do you want to crash on our floor?"
Yeah.
I guess you know what. Now that you're describing it, more and more of this is spring break is becoming less and less appealing.
Yeah.
Spring break. It's this MTV version of spring break where thousands and thousands of people just show up on one beach. I'll say this. My dad lives in Panama City, which is another spring break destination. I think MTV did it there one year as well.
They did.
And, he is a doctor, an emergency room doctor. And boy, do they get a lot of people falling off of balconies and breaking their arms and legs.
Oh yeah, that's like tax season for accountants. Yeah. Tax season is to accountants as spring break is to emergency room doctors.
So we're going with Dakota. No.
Give me all the natural land. Give me the natural land.
Does Mount Rushmore not
no,
we carved ourselves into the mountain?
It's a huge issue. It's a huge issue. Every single city is going to have huge issues like
that's true. There's going to be disqualifiers everywhere. The North and South Dakota. Boy, South Dakota was pretty to drive across.
Yeah, maybe we can sand down that mountainside.
Right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then Durango wins because of the choo-choos. So it moves like a freight train. The choo-choos win.
Okay. So
we tied Dakota to the tracks and Durango ran it over.
All right. Shall we move on? So we've already done, we closed three of the four. We got one more. And that is the Chevys. We're moving to the Northeast, our final bracket, the Chevys, and those four are the Malibu. I mean, I shouldn't say the because we're not talking about the car. Malibu.
Yeah.
Bel Air.
Yes.
Tahoe.
Yes.
And Monte Carlo.
I do want to talk briefly about Monte Carlo, the car, because we had one when I was a kid. It was blue with the white top and it had a sunroof, which is a big deal in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
And I loved that car. And one time, you know, with the seats folded forward, that's how you got in the back seat. Cause it was a boat, but it was a two door. And one time I was getting in the back seat and the seat snapped back early and split my chin. We had to go to the emergency room.
So does that take it off the list or keep it on the list?
No, I just love that car. That is the most notable story I have of it. And I dreamed, I think when I was a kid, that I would one day inherit that car with a white interior. There was no way that was ever going to happen.
Was it like white leather or pleather or?
Yeah, it was white. It wasn't leather. It was whatever the material.
That with a white vinyl. Ooh, I love that like classic car look.
Yeah. Bench seats.
I've been to the actual Monte Carlo in Monaco, it was one of those like, I was over there for a friend's wedding and we were like, let's just take the train in to say we've been to Monaco.
Sure.
And it is overwhelmingly opulent. That was where I saw a yacht parked in the harbor and its trunk, like had an automated trunk in the back that was opening as I walked past. And I noticed as it was opening, as I walked past, there was another yacht in the trunk of a yacht. So like, it's just insane opulence. Monte Carlo, of course, also the home of the famous Grand Prix. Hal would know it from Iron Man 2.
Yes. And any James Bond movie. He's been in Monte Carlo many a time. Yeah.
Many trips to Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo is just, it is opulent and gorgeous. And I walked around it feeling like I couldn't touch anything.
Well, also, I always have a special connection to Monaco because their princess was from Philadelphia.
Grace Kelly. Was she Philly? Grace Kelly?
Grace Kelly is a Philadelphia lady, a high society Philadelphia lady who became, we called her our Princess Grace.
She's, I mean, The first time I saw her in a movie, I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She is just all star power. And
it's like, you have the same reaction seeing her in like a Rear Window as you do seeing Audrey Hepburn in Roman Holiday.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I understand why people were obsessed. I
understand. Yes.
Roman Holiday still has one of my favorite comedy scenes done by a person I did not expect to see comedy out of. Do you remember this where Gregory Peck, he's trying to be the noble gentleman and let her just sleep. She's crashing, but he's like, you can crash on my couch. He leaves and comes back and she's crashing in his bed. And he's like, I'm not going to wake her up, but if something should happen to wake her, then I'm sure she will have the grace to go and sleep on the couch and give me my bed back. So it's just Gregory Peck in one wide shot making noise in his Roman apartment, just trying to accidentally wake up Audrey Hepburn. And it's the funniest thing I've ever seen Atticus Finch do. Yeah, you know I mean, so you don't good. Think of him as a comedy guy. God, what a funny scene.
Do it all.
So yeah, that's Monte Carlo has a leg up. You know, you've got your Philly princess and Yachts in the Trunks of Yachts. But let's talk about its competitor in this battle, the first battle here, and that is Tahoe. I'm assuming they mean Lake Tahoe, but we can't make assumptions because Sorrento only had one R. Have you been to Lake Tahoe?
I haven't. I've always wanted to go. Early in our relationship, I proposed to Jennifer that we take a trip there. That was the first trip I wanted to take. Like, let's fly up. I'll pay for the tickets. We'll fly up to Tahoe for the weekend. But we were early. I was moving way faster.
Mm-hmm.
I already had like plotted out, like in my mind, I was like, we're going to get married. We're going to be together. But she wasn't quite ready yet. So our first trip wound up being to the Central Coast driving. So we've never been to Tahoe, but I hope to go sometime. My understanding is it's beautiful. Not only is there a lot of lake and mountain activity, but again, the California casino rears its head. Or Nevada.
Yeah. It's Nevada. It's a straight up casino. See, it's real, real casino.
Casino there. That's right.
Do you think that you and Jennifer are far enough along in your relationship that she might go to Lake Tahoe with you now? I mean, you guys got married several years ago.
I'll see if I can work up the courage to ask.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you, pal. I think it's going to work out with you too.
Hope so.
Right. That said, I mean, neither of us have been to, I think it's got to be Monte Carlo on this.
Yeah. Monte Carlo. Yeah,
neither of us have been to Tahoe. I hear great things, but come on. Monte Carlo that's where James Bond goes to party. All right. So Monte Carlo takes that one. And now, who is Monte Carlo going to be battling in Battle Northeast? It is either Malibu or Bel Air. Bel Air, gated community within Los Angeles, home of a famous Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Malibu, of course, the beachfront city north of Los Angeles on the coast with lots of movie stars and hippies.
Yes. Here's a great tip. If ever you are in Los Angeles visiting and you want to go stargazing and not the ones in the sky, go to the Hotel Bel Air. Go there on like a weeknight, go to the bar. There's a beautiful restaurant there. And you will see famous people. Quick story. My parents stayed there once. Mm-hmm. They'd come in for something else or something had been canceled and they had the opportunity to stay at the Hotel Bel Air. So my best friend and I went to visit them there. It was their last day. They were getting ready to leave and they were disappointed they hadn't seen any stars. So they're packing in their room. I go out to my car to get something for them and I see Eddie Murphy and Keenan Ivory Wayans enjoying brunch in the restaurant. And I rush back and tell them and they come out and they're gone. Then they leave. They go back to the room. And then the next time I'm out, I can't remember who it was, but I saw somebody else super famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just say it's Spielberg. It wasn't Spielberg, but I called them out. Every time I called them out, they missed whoever it was. Also, one time I walked past Charlie Sheen, who was coming out of their bar.
So Bel Air for celebrity sightings.
Yeah, Malibu is great. There are beach areas that you can visit. Malibu Pier is nice. You've got some great restaurants. You've got Joffrey's, which is on the water. You have Paradise Cove a little further north.
Yeah, Gladstone's, great fish restaurant.
Yes,
Love Malibu. You've got Point Doom. You've got Malibu Canyon, Malibu Creek State Park, where the old MASH set is, which before the fire, you could walk around and see much of like old Jeeps in the mountains and things. Malibu is, I have such a soft spot. I've camped there for years. I've hiked there for years. I've gone to the beach there for years. That Point Doom Rock is just a spectacular place. Bel Air, I drove through once and it feels like beyond me opulent.
It's not as accessible. It's a lot of high fences.
Well, it's
high
gated. Hedges. Yeah. You can't really see a ton of it.
Yes. But I mean, it's not gated and restricted. The gates are open. You can drive in anytime you want.
You can. I just knew that there were gates and guard shacks.
Right off of Sunset. You just drive right in because you could be going to the hotel.
Oh.
So there's no, it's not like a gated, like there are places in Beverly Hills where you go up into the hills and you have to check in. Yeah. I've done that before. I visited somebody's home who was an alumni of Abington Friends. Mm-hmm. Somebody, an alumni event there, and their next door neighbor, Samuel L. Jackson.
Whoa.
Yeah. The husband in this couple that we were going to visit was a hedge fund manager.
Do you think they do that all the time? And Samuel L. Jackson, every time they throw an alumni party, he's, I'm tired of these monkey fighting alumni parties in this Monday to Friday neighborhood.
Yes.
Because he's doing it on the USA Network.
Yes. And he's sitting on his riding mower.
Yeah. But I still think that I think it's Malibu coming out of this one, because Malibu has so much going for it. So now we've got the battle Malibu versus Monte Carlo. I mean, we got hometown favorite for you and I, Malibu. It's a real easy drive up the coast. It's gorgeous, but holy cow. I mean, Monte Carlo is Monte Carlo. It's right. Shaken, not stirred.
So we have four finalists now.
Well, which are we? We don't have our fourth finalist because we got Malibu versus Monte Carlo. We got to pick a winner in that one. Or a winner has to emerge.
I think it's Malibu, right?
Over Monte Carlo?
Yeah.
Explain.
What I'll say is I don't care who wins. You can pick. You can pick. Go ahead and pick.
Wait, hold on a second. We are the Supreme Court here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to make real determinations, Hal.
Okay.
So let's go Malibu versus Monte Carlo. We got pros and cons to weigh, my friend. Lord.
Make this end. I think it's, there's more, Monte Carlo feels like a place that's out of reach in the same way that Bel Air feels like a place that's out of reach.
Yeah.
Malibu,
that's
you can enjoy with no money.
Yeah, that's very true.
Monte Carlo.
Everyone can go to the beach in Malibu. Everyone can hike in Malibu. I like the egalitarian. See, was it that hard to come up with a real good reason why Malibu wins?
No. No, it wasn't.
Sometimes you have to write the majority opinion, even if you don't want to, Hal.
You're right. Now we have four finalists.
That's right. We have Sorrento, Malibu, Tucson, and Durango. I feel like
there's a clear winner.
I feel like there's a clear winner, too. Do you want to do our classic countdown from three?
Yeah.
All right.
You go ahead and count us down.
Sure. Remember, this is Malibu versus Tucson versus Durango versus Sorrento.
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Sorrento.
Sorrento. People of the world, are you hungry? Why don't you head to Wheezy's? It's not in town. It's actually in Hamel, which is nearby. You can get a pretzel bun burger. You can get a Philly burger. You can get patty melts. Lord knows what that is. Do you know one time, this is a fun fact, Sorrento was almost the location of a parade remote, but then they realized that they didn't have a parade planned, nor did they have the technology to broadcast it remotely from there. It's a little sleepy hamlet. Fewer than 500 people were living there 11 years ago. I'm sure it's going to... They're about to have a baby boom after we feature them in this episode.
That's right.
The great exodus of other cities to Sorrento. That town will be our town. We will remake it in our image. We will go to Musali's Prime and the Lucky Rooster and Cleveland Health, which is the name. By the way, they have a restaurant called Cleveland Health. The plate they have looks like a garbage disposal threw up on it.
Hal, you're supposed to be forming the massive boom of Sorrento.
I'm saying we will remake it. Cleveland Health, we will fix this garbage plate that I'm looking at that somebody has posted on Yelp. We will also make sure people do not post pictures on Yelp anymore. In Sorrento, Illinois, the best of all these cities somehow asked and answered.
That's right. Congratulations to Cheryl and Jeff, who own Cheryl and Jeff Jewelry, right there in the heart of beautiful Sorrento on Main Street. So if you're there, check them out on Main Street.
Yes. And I want to give.
Go ahead.
Wait, who's their mayor? I can't find. They're having their mayoral election.
What?
Oh, well, hold on. they have great state senators, of course. Sure. I'm looking to see ballot measures. I can't even find their mayor. Guess what? We're your mayor now, Sorrento.
That's right.
Look at us. Look
we got this.
At us. We're the mayor now. This is closed, asked, and answered.
There are many more topics to discuss, so please reach out to us on Twitter at WeGotThisTweets, or
you can email us at WeGotThisPodcast@gmail.com, or share all the things you love about Sorrento, Illinois at our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/WeGotThisPodcast. Thank you to producer Ken Plume, researcher Kate McManus, graphic designer Uri Kelman, QA engineer Jen Alba, and the people and animals of Sorrento, Illinois.
And thanks, of course, to our musicians, Jonathan Dinerstein and Mike Furman, who wrote our score and theme song, respectively. And thanks to you, the people of the world, for letting Hal and I take this little trip to Sorrento, which is, may I say, greatness adjacent. And whenever we are next to you, the people of the world, Hal and I are greatness adjacent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Hal Lublin, I'm Mark Gagliardi.
For Mark Gagliardi, I'm Hal Lublin. And don't worry, everybody.
We got this.
We got this.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.